Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Within 2 weeks of the United States entering World War I, Mexican paramilitary forces attacked South Texas, killing 23 Americans in one night, including several entire families, including small children. See, the Germans had already run Mexico for more than a decade. After that, they had run the technocrats in the 1890s through during massive German industrialization through to the start of World War I. By the way, this is University of Texas. This is University of Mexico City. If you can read Spanish, you can go read it. But I've gotten translations done of it, and I've also read the English translations. This is mainline history. Most of Mexican infrastructure was built by the Austrians and the Germans under the Austrian-Hungarian Empire. When Spain pulled out and then Santa Ana and others fell, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire moved in. You can just type in Maximilian, Emperor of Mexico, and you'll see the big paintings of the blonde-haired, blue-eyed, King of Mexico. And so that's why. And then in World War I, the Germans had a plan that if we attacked them, that they would attack the Southwest. The operation was launched. But again, they don't teach that in history books. It's kept very quiet. Well, now, that's why Mecha is very anti-Semitic. That's why Mecha says the Southwest. That was actually all Austrian propaganda. And again, then you got the whole British arm of the New World Order here, who I believe is even more powerful. And they're all interlocking now. It's just the globalists are using Mexico to bring down the U.S. And they'll probably succeed. Jim, you want to, in closing, comment on that?
Yes. You're absolutely right. And, you know, it even goes back further. It goes back to the war between the states when Maximilian was in charge in Mexico. And the British, a bulk of their forces were in Canada. And according to Otto von Bismarck, the whole American Civil War was simply a plan by the European bankers to cause conflict in the newly formed United States, and then to split it and get them fighting with each other. And after the North and South had bled each other dry, the British were going to move in from Canada, and the French were going to move in from Mexico. The only reason this didn't happen was because Abraham Lincoln pulled off a very shrewd political move in late 1863 in the middle of the war. He suddenly decided that slavery was an issue and issued the Emancipation Proclamation, which was actually pretty much nothing because it did not free any of the slaves in other U.S. territory. It simply said the slaves in the states that were under insurrection were free. Well, of course, he had no control there, so it was meaningless, except it was a brilliant propaganda move because he then knew that the populations in France and Britain, who had only ended slavery 30 years before, which was within living memory, would not support a war on behalf of slavery, and it did cause them to hold off their promised recognition of the South as a independent nation. The other thing that stopped this plan is something that's there, but nobody ever pays any attention to it, and it has to do with Russia. Tsar Alexander.
He sent his fleet.
He sent two fleets. He anchored one off San Francisco and one off Virginia, and he let it be known under the table that if Britain and France were to come in on the side of the South, that he was going to come in on the side of the North.
And by the way, he did that because he knew that Russia was next, and they did get him just 40-something years later.
That's true. He had already learned that Britain and France were already plotting to break up the Russian Empire, and that's why he was opposed to them. So once he pledged his support to the North, if the British and French came in on the side of the South, the world bankers were suddenly faced with World War I 50 years before they had planned it. So they had to back off. Alex, what this tells us is that they can be stopped.
Absolutely. That's what I was going to say. Jim, let me get you back up for a full hour later this week, my friend.
All right.
Fire out your website.
JimMarz.com. JimMarz.com.
If
6 year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer, but every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great, and my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Money is made by private families owning the central banks that issue the money, that issue the credit for the governments to print the money. Power is gained by alliances and treachery and imperial invasions. The globalists have built up the U.S. military to grab land, to steal property, to destroy nations, so the IMF and World Bank can come in and then give them loans to rebuild their shattered countries. At, we're talking 30 to 40 in some cases. On average, it's above 30 percentage points interest. This is unbelievable. And then the whole time they're undermining the United States for its fall. I mean, imagine being the average Mexican from Mexico who thinks the Southwest belongs to Mexico, that hates the United States, that's been taught that in school. Don't they wonder why the government of the U.S. wants them to be legalized? Don't they wonder why the corporations roll out the red carpet and why the police are told don't arrest them when they don't have IDs? Why by fiat they're already legalized? By fiat they already have amnesty. You see, do you know about Maximilian, your leader? Do you know about British intelligence? Do you know about German intelligence? Do you know about the massacres that were committed during World War I on the southwest border? No, you don't know that. I've tried to talk to Chicano professors, and man, they're so racist, folks. They're so hateful. They'll start cussing at you. They'll start calling you names and giggling and calling you gringo and whitey and saying, you don't like that, do you? I'm going, listen, man, your name calling means nothing to me. Literally, I'm scientifically talking to you. I'm saying, do you understand you're being set up? Do you understand your peons for a reason? Because the New World Order's been running game on you since you were founded 500 years ago. Everybody else are peon slaves because the New World Order runs you. China, Nigeria, Mexico, Venezuela, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Nicaragua. That's, I guess, the way the Indians say it. Nicaragua. I mean, I'm just sitting here watching these people do this. Can't you play chess, folks? Can't you see what they're doing? I mean, let me ask the... I knew I forgot something earlier. This is one of the days where my head's spinning. I got like 50 things I want to cover here. Last night, I called into a talk show that was talking about the Austin police shot somebody else yesterday in the back running away from them, the routine behavior. It's totally disgusting and out of control. But I said that that needs to be dealt with by the people of Austin, the county, the city, and by the police chief. And we need to have a good police chief that'll do their job instead of the police running this town. And I said, the feds have no business being in here and doing this. And the head of the NAACP called in locally, and he said, well, Mr. Jones is wrong. You know, the feds freed black people, and I love the feds, basically, and the feds are going to save us. They're coming in federalizing Austin like they do everywhere else. The feds don't come in when they arrest every Christian protester at an outfest in Philadelphia. You know, that, in contrary, they were running it there with their federal liaisons from past trouble Philadelphia had had. See, it just gets worse once they're in. Or they don't come in Seattle where anybody protesting the illegal aliens on May Day was arrested, but the illegal aliens could run around assaulting whoever they wanted. Now, they do send the feds in when the illegals think they can throw bottles at cops, and the cops finally don't follow orders and shoot back with rubber bullets. But now they'll all be fired and, you know, put in the stocks. No. You don't do that to the preciouses. They're part of the larger plan. They're welcomed in here. It's the citizens that it's open season on. You got it? Feed on them, shove them around, write them tickets, take their children, tax them. They're the dumb idiots raised from birth to be our milk cows. Do you understand that? You don't leave the Reconquistas forged by the Austrian-Hungarian Empire to bring down America. You leave them alone. Do you understand? And you've got all these factions and all what these empires set in motion now coming together today. And then that goes into how institutions work. The Austrian-Hungarian Empire set the program in motion, and things that are old, things that have deep roots, things that run on rails, operations that run on rails, and I use that figuratively, have a power, a dynamic energy source to them. Things gain power over time, almost gravitational power. And so I'm not saying the Austrian-Hungarian Empire controls the mythos, the myth, the archetype that was forged by the Austrian-Hungarian German Empire of the Mexican Empire. But now that has been co-opted by the Ford Foundation and the liberation theology technicians, and literally they planted this myth like it's some type of Dune saga, and this is the Fedekin or the Fremen. And now they're all among us. When the radio stations are saying, we're taking over, we're going to get them, we're going to kill them. It's the old memory, the old plan. Kill them in the dead of night. Take over. Burn their cities. And it's all financed by the New World Order. And I have the history. I mean, I have the documents. This is admitted. Let me tell you something, Mexicans, those that love Mexico and wave your flags, they give your children those inoculations, don't they? They give you the GMO food, don't they? Your masters don't care about you any more than they care about the American people, and they flap American flags in our face and say, go kill Iraqis. And we say, yes, sir, boss, like some type of trained monkeys, and we go follow the orders. and they flap that Mexican flag. And frankly, what is the Mexican flag? I know of no other flag that's got animals killing each other on the cover of it. Some Aztec demon symbol on the front of it. That's what the cactuses really symbolize, is a human having his heart torn out. That's what the original flag really had, was a hawk tearing somebody's heart out. Hearts that grow out of the ground. That's bottom line Aztec mythos. This is evil. So if you want to get played, and you always want to get beat, and you always want to be manipulated but feel good, then don't listen to me. But I've done the studying, folks, and I just can't believe what I found. It's so bizarre. And I've already digressed, but here's the head of the NAACP here locally. The feds are going to save us. Oh, okay. So we go to the feds every time there's a problem instead of changing things here locally. And then the feds burn down Waco and Ruby Ridge and run their black ops everywhere and let CPS in New York grab black kids and feed them pesticides and drugs till they die. And that's okay. You don't get upset about that. You get upset about what you're told to get upset about, and the feds are going to save you. The feds aren't going to do anything for you. By the way, the feds didn't save you, and you didn't get your rights from the feds. You got your rights when you started getting violent. You got your rights when you started refusing to be slaves. And then they came in and co-opted your movement when you had strong black communities and broke up your family-owned businesses in your communities, and you've gone from 10% illegitimacy to over 90%. The feds have destroyed you, Mr. NAACP. But again, it doesn't matter. What feels good is what matters. Thinking you know is what matters, not knowing. All right, I'm going to shut up because we only got a few minutes with it because we got another guest coming up. Luke Radowski, strike force leader in the InfoWar, out there having serious effects. He went to the Democratic convention, Democratic debate last night and got some really good jewels for us. Look, this is amazing. Tell us what happened.
How you doing, Alex? I'm doing here great. We were here at the Democratic debates here last night, and as we came in, we saw a whole bunch of 9/11 truthers. We saw a whole lot of Ron Paul supporters, and we literally took over the place. The place didn't know what hit them. I mean, the Ron Paul and the 9/11 truth people out here at the Democratic debates, we basically outnumbered everyone except for the Hillary and Obama campaign. I mean, we launched a coordinated attack on a candidate. And I'm telling you right now, we did a truth squad on Bill Richardson, on Senator Joe Biden, and Dave Durbin. And not only that, this morning, our guys in New York, because I'm here in New Hampshire, we're doing a big road trip to New Hampshire. My guys in New York also hit up Hillary Clinton, did a truth squad on her also. Now, what we did, I snuck into the spin room here in CNN's room at the press conference, and I went up to Bill Richardson. And I walked up to Bill Richardson, and I told him, sir, you gave the keynote speech at the Bohemian Grove Club, sir, and I asked him what was his business there. As soon as I asked him that question, he left all the press. He waved me down. He got redder than he was, and he left. He actually left the premises and ran away from me and the media. And I told him, do you know they ship in male prostitutes there, sir? And he just started running. And I had some security guards showing us. And then
he started running.
After that, we saw
all the
Dave
way
Durbin
down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Good
job.
Yeah,
he was running. It gets even better because we ran up to David Gergen. We were looking for David Gergen because he was all over CNN talking about, you know, all this crap he always does. And we found him. And I walked up to him. I shook his hand. I was like, hey, David Gergen. Hey, I heard you, you know, we went to the Bohemian Globe. Can you tell us more about that, sir? And all he said, oh, it's a really fun place. And I was like, what do you mean fun? And I told him, the American people deserve truth and justice. We're not getting any truth and justice when we have people like you meeting at secret places like the Bohemian Grove Club, sir. And then he was like, it's a very fun place. He told me, I don't know nothing about it. And then he put his hand on me, and he looked me in the face, and he winked at me. He said, you should come there someday, son. And he went right in my face. He stepped up closer, and he did this. It was like he was making a move on me. I was like, sir, I don't want to be there. They should have been male prostitutes in there, sir. And then he said, you don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, sir, do you worship Moloch, sir? Do you worship Moloch? And when I was asking him if he worships Moloch, he just ran inside.
Well,
and then he had security guards kick us out. But if this was all on live TV on WeAreChange.org. We have a live webcam that we were broadcasting this live. And we're going to do it again tomorrow at the Republican debate. But this even gets better. Because we went up to Senator Joe Biden's press conference where he was doing it.
Stay there, Luke. It's just getting too good here. This is absolute, total luxuriation. We'll be right back.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Ted Anderson from Midas. June 4th, 2007, gold, 670-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $691.56, $341.20 for half, $170.60 for quarter. That's $691.56, $341.20, and $170.60. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar has fallen to 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Not making the money you were expecting? Signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing. It's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture. And I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
Piercing the veil, getting into the press room, taking it to Bill Richardson, the Karl Rove of four administrations, David Gergen. But back in New York, Hillary Clinton got confronted. And tell us what happened there. This is huge breaking news. And by the way, Fox took the Infowars.com footage shot by our reporter, Luke Radowski, for WeAreChange.org, in association with his organization, And they put it on Fox and MSNBC, didn't give us credit, nothing. That's why we got to plaster our websites all over it where they either can't use it or they have to give us credit. Because it's fine. They can use it. They just got to have the website so people can then hear our side of things. Luke, tell us what happened with Hillary.
It was really interesting. We're here in New York, and we set up a Truth Squad, organized, coordinated Truth Squad on her. And we're here in New York. We got some other troops. You got Tom Foti, Nate Evans, and Gary from WeAreChange.org to go hit her up to do this Truth Squad with her. Now, my friend Nate Evans walked up to Hillary Clinton as she was coming into New York City for a fundraiser. And he just clearly said, Queen Hillary, to get her attention. And he was going to ask her some questions about 9/11 and her Bilderberg connection. And before he said Queen Hillary, after he said Queen Hillary, he had security guards, most likely Secret Service guys, you know, these guys in suits, these thugs in suits.
Yeah, she's got
literally pick him off his feet, assault him, physically put their hands on him, physically abuse him, took him, lifted him up by his clothes, and threw him out the event, threw him out the public spot, and they were chasing him down. And this is reported by Nate Evans from WeAreChange.org.
And that's Nate Evans, and then of course we've had Tom on many times, but tell folks Tom's full name.
Tom Foti was also there. Gary was also there. Tom Foti asked her about a question about 9/11 and if she's going to support a new investigation. She totally ignored him. She got his security thugs, and
I was there. The headline: Hillary Clinton has Secret Service assault 9/11 truther for asking questions.
That should be a very good headline. We should call Nate Evans up. We should have him live on here to tell him exactly what we're doing.
He's at work right now, isn't he?
He should be available for, you know, 5-10 minutes for a little comment. But it's just important to know that we're not going to stop these Truth Squads. We're here in New Hampshire right now, and I want to tell anybody in the Tri-State area, if you see this debate, anybody's in the area, to come here. We're doing a live support for Ron Paul here in the parking lot here outside the Republican National debate. And we want to take as many people out there as possible. We're going to have a live video feed of that tomorrow on WeAreChange.org. And even today, later on today, we're going to have a live
feed. Who are you streaming that live feed through?
We're feeding it through WeAreChange.org. It's the software that my friend Matt LePasic has hooked up for us, and he's hooking us up with a live webcam. So what you're doing...
Here's the deal. If we plug it, which we've done, it's going to be crashed. I mean, I could show everybody. We could just wait and see what happens tomorrow. But I'm going to try to grab that and boost that and add another 3,000 or 4,000 streams up on PrisonPlanet.com. We'll do our best to interface and grab your feed for PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com and retransmit it. Or we can just let it hammer your server down into oblivion. Because, you know, video takes incredible. Huh?
You let us know. We'll give you anything you want.
I'm not even sure our servers can handle it. I mean, because if you publicize something, I don't know. We'll try. Yeah. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what we're doing. But also, later on today, we're going to be doing a live video feed from Ed and Elaine Brown's house here in New Hampshire. We're doing an interview live with them on the Internet. And it's really new technology that we just started using, which is really effective. Because, one, it's for our security. And anything happens to us, you know, people are going to see it live on this webcam. And two, it's entertaining. It's live. You never know what could happen. And yesterday we were doing it live at the Democratic Convention, and you could see us confronting Bill Richardson, Senator Joe Biden, David Gergen, and everything was live. And that's one beautiful thing about this thing.
Absolutely. It's the way to go. So what, you tap into the wireless internet of the facility, you have a laptop in your backpack, and then it transmits out.
No, we have a laptop and a broadband internet connection to a Verizon wireless card, and we use that. We plug it in into the laptop, And then it automatically streams live broadband, the internet automatically, no matter Wi-Fi or no Wi-Fi, it automatically gets it off the special things we got.
Well, that's exciting, my friend. And again, I can only commend you. This is the type of action that's going to save this country. So Gergen tried to get in your space. He did that with me, you know, because he thinks because he's literally almost 7 feet tall that intimidates people.
Yeah, he literally came up to me and he was pretty tall. He kind of grinned his teeth at me a little bit. And he actually put his hands on me and actually invited me to the Bohemian Grove, which is kind of weird. I don't know. And I told him, I don't want to be there. They should have been male prostitutes in there, man. I know what's wrong with him. But one of the most interesting things is how we got Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden is a senator who met with the Pakistani ISI before 9/11. And we asked him a question. What was he doing with ISI, head of the ISI, General Mohad Ahmed, before 9/11? Who's connected with...
We got to stay there. We got another guest coming up, but call the guest, back him on 5 minutes. Stay there, Luke. I got to hear about this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
Go in a minute, but it's clear I need to have him back up tomorrow live on air for coverage before this thing kicks off. We're scheduled to have Ron Paul's people on tomorrow in a build-up, and then the day after, we of course had Ron Paul on last week, and then the day after the debates, we're also going to have Ron Paul's campaign chairman on. That's going on. We had Bilderberg just ended. We've got Jerusalem Post about the Shin Bet, their intelligence agency involved with Muslim terrorists carrying out attacks. I've got the UN saying get ready for the dollar to implode. You've got Luke Radowski and his crew of merry men and women, brave fighters, giving King John literal Hades. And now you tell me you confronted Senator Biden. This just is getting incredible. And I know that the Hillary video, I can't wait to see that. But quickly, tell us about the Biden video.
Oh, man, I went up to write to Biden, and I told him, quote, In the days following the 9/11, you met with the head of Pakistan's ISI, General Mahmoud Ahmed. It has since come to light that he ordered Shahid Shaikh to wire $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. Why was he allowed to go back to Pakistan without questioning? And what was your business with him, Joe Biden? And he told me, he met with him, he admitted he met with the head of Pakistan ISI, and he told us, I told him not to do it. I told him not to wire the money. I told him to stop supporting the Taliban, which shows he had foreign
officials
them supporting him.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And we have this
on video.
Oh, my
God. This is awesome. Wait a minute. Give me word for word. We're getting a report out on this. Luke, listen to me.
Yeah.
Don't tell people where you're staying. Go now. I know you're going wild doing this interview, that interview. Go do your Brown interview. But then get copies of that and get it in the mail with the FedEx number. Do you have our FedEx number on the road?
Yes, I do. But just in case,
well, you need listen. Just that Biden clip alone is incredibly bombshell and important because you don't want to have problems tomorrow at the RNC. And then, them grab your tapes or something.
Not only that, let me just also say this. And he tried to cover up. He was like, and then he was talking about something else. And then I told him, but sir, he funded the hijackers. You met with him. You did business with him. You let him go. He's free, sir. And he told me, he looked at me in my face. He said, get a life, kid. And I just told him, 9/11 was an inside job. We know what you're doing. And I just walked away by saying his security guards were kind of pushing me away.
Mega huge. It was Biden. And
yeah.
it was Graham, and it was...
No, it was Joe Biden, David Gergen, and Bill Richardson that we confronted.
No. I was going back to who met with the Pakistani ISI chief in those five different meetings.
Yeah, they did. They met right before.
Yeah, this is just absolutely amazing. Specifically, because we're going to do an article on this, even before the video comes out. Specifically, Luke, tell us what happened with Biden, where you were, how this took place.
This was at the Democratic debate in the spin room, in the CNN spin room, where they were doing a press conference as well, the presidential candidates. And I went to Senator Joe Biden, and I asked him this question, the question I just said before. And he said specifically, I told him I do not finance the Taliban. He said that specifically. That's the exact quote from him. I said specifically, do not. He admitted that this was going on. And if he knew ahead that the ISI was doing this, why were they complicit in it? Why were they still meeting with him? That doesn't make any sense.
They had a meeting with Goss and Graham on the morning of 9/11. The guy had only traveled to the country twice in his life. It was a clear setup.
Yeah, it is a total clear setup. And, you know, it's kind of disgusting that these guys were just let free. They were just allowed to fly back, which shows that they're doing business together.
Well, they also flew out the bin Ladens right after 9/11. Who else did you guys confront? Is there more?
It's only Bill Richardson, Joe Biden, David Gergen. That's only one day here.
Oh, that's all you got. Oh, terrible. And of course, back in New York, you guys got Hillary. I mean, listen, I commend you. I salute you. Just continue on your operations. You have done well. And we just want to commend you, Luke, for the work you're doing.
No, it's not just me here. It's a whole bunch of Ron Paul supporters. It's you, Albany, that's here also. It's Students for Scholars for 9/11 Truth, America Freedom to Fascism. It's InfoWars. We're all working hard here in New Hampshire, here during the Republican and Democratic debate. Anybody here in the tri-state area, here in New Hampshire, please join us, man. 4 o'clock tomorrow, we're going to be out there showing support for Ron Paul. Come out there. We already have 100 people out there. Let's make it 1,000 people out there, and let's take over this debate. Let's make 9/11, let's make Ron Paul the key issues in the presidential reaction campaign.
Yeah, when they put their video cameras out there, they need to see nothing but 9/11 truth signs and InfoWars.com signs and WeAreChange.org signs and American Freedom to Fascism signs. Listen, Luke, I'm going to call you after the show today. Continue on, my friend.
God bless. Godspeed, Alex.
You bet. Take care. Absolutely. This is exciting. All right, shifting gears. I know we have loaded phones. I know I have tons of news. But this is a really important, just a super important subject. But we're only going to have him on for a few minutes. We need to support him. IRS to church, shut up. Church to IRS, no way. Pastor under investigation says he will not stop preaching God's word. Now, under the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Go read it and weep. Instead, they claim that the state's supposed to run religion under separation of church and state, that there is to be no religious freedom. And they started with 501c3 tax exemptions 50 years ago saying, oh, just sign this form. Then they say, oh, don't be involved in electioneering. It was the priests and pastors that led us in 1776 to war against the empire. But now they're saying it's the opposite. Well, now they say don't have anti-abortion signs up. Don't criticize politicians that are into abortion. You're not allowed to make comments about campaigns. You see, folks, this is not America. This is like Soviet Russia or Communist China. And joining us is Spirit One Christian Center, Pastor Mark Hulick. And we really appreciate him coming on. This is a church in Kansas. And, Pastor, thank you for joining us.
Alex, thank you for having me.
Well, here in the land of the free, home of the brave, you better not put up a sign saying the IRS turns Gestapo, seeks to silence free speech and content. They don't like that. They don't like abortionist Teller, Kansas' most powerful politician. They don't like the fact that you're talking about, don't talk about a politician who's for abortion. You can't have your views on abortion now. This is what America's turned into, Pastor.
Yes, it is.
Tell us about it. Tell us what happened. Tell us about these creatures, these political commissariat that visited you.
About a month ago, we received a letter from the IRS and stating that they had reason to believe that we had been involved in political, quote-unquote, activities. And they listed some specific activities that we've been involved in. One of those, like you said, we have a church marquee out front. And for those who are familiar with Kansas, we have a very nationally known abortionist here named George Tiller, kills through all 9 months of pregnancy, has his own on-site incinerator where he will burn the babies after they're dead.
Now, is he the one that did all the sick stuff that was in the news?
Yeah.
Tell folks, I mean, that was mainstream news. I don't like to talk about it. Nobody wants to hear it, but we need to hear how they treat our little people. Tell folks.
Yeah, well, it's on-site. It's his own high-intensity incinerator. Whatever parts of the baby he can't sell, he will then burn. He has to put incense in there. When he burns it, typically he'll do it late at night so nobody sees it. Not only that, he will bring, quote-unquote, ministers in. And if the mother wants to baptize the baby after he kills him, they will baptize him. And so it's a completely blasphemy.
Let me just tell those parents something. You might not go to hell if you repent for abortion and God will forgive you, but if you pull stuff like that, I don't know if you're going to escape it. I mean, that is unbelievable blasphemy.
It is.
That is a satanic ritual.
It is. And then just like you said, Alex, being one of the... there's just not a lot of vocal opposition to it, but we've been very vocal for 16 years in the sanctity of life and the sanctity of marriage. And so because of that, this abortionist will put hundreds, literally hundreds of thousands of dollars into each election cycle, getting the people in that he wants. It goes all the way up to the governorship of Kathleen Sebelius in Kansas. And so...
isn't he one of the biggest in the country? This thing's a modern-day Dachau.
It is. It is. Huge. He has four abortionists that work out of that clinic.
So it's literally a butcher mill.
It is. It is.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Now, I remember hearing about the guy in Kansas City, because there's so many of these guys, I can't keep track of them all, that was doing weird stuff with the babies, and there was blood all over the walls, and he was supposedly snacking on them. That's a separate person, right?
That is a separate person, yes.
But you know about that case, right?
I do.
What is... I mean, of course these guys have got to be sickos, folks. I mean, nobody could really be an obstetricianist gynecologist and do this. Ron Paul's not for abortion, because you know those are babies. That's why they're trying to ban these hologram 3D videos of these babies.
Yeah, it's just, anything they can do to keep the truth away is what they will do.
Well, I mean, who are the criminals, who are the pieces of filth who are trying to aid and abet these murderers that are who are trying to destroy your First Amendment and literally the heart of America? It's not the second, it's not the third, it's not the fourth. It is the most important, and it's our right to stand up and speak out. Now, what are these people? Who are they telling you they're coming after your church for political action?
Yeah, for political activity. It's the Department of the IRS, and they went so far as to ask us and required us to answer 31 questions Some of them as...
By the way, what happened to your Fifth Amendment? Why do you have to answer their questions? See, that shows how it's all fake, sir. They work for private offshore corporation, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. So, but you put it exactly right. The way you stressed, it's not the second, it's not the third. Not only that, freedom of religion is even before freedom of speech and freedom of press. And you're right, the revolution was led by pastors and ministers. The church has to be the conscience of the state. And when the state uses its hammer, in this case the IRS, to keep pastors, ministers, churches, Christians from speaking out the truth of the issues of the day, then we have taken away the First Amendment.
Now, have you had these slimers show up, or are they just sending you registered mail?
Yeah, right now it's just mail. And we answer.
And then, by the way, you answer their questions, and then they collect political data to be used against you in a court of, well, it's not really a court of law, it's one of their fraud courts. So, see, that's the problem with, oh, we're going to file charges if you don't fill out whatever questions we ask you. It's called the Fifth, but then they have these kangaroo courts that aren't even real courts where they'll send you to prison if you don't answer it.
That's probably correct.
Believe me, sir, we're so far gone. Do you know about the New World Order?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you do know about the New World Order?
I know, just a little.
Well, good. No wonder you sound like you've got a good church. There's not any of those around here for me to go to. Where are you located for folks that want to go there?
We're in Wichita, Kansas, 1515 East Terry. And our website is spirit1cc.org.
Spirit1cc.org. Well, they're going to claim that you entered into contract with them for a tax-free exemption, but that still doesn't trump your free speech rights. And, you know, they claimed, oh, it's just so you're not, you know, running the election booths out of the church and telling people how to vote. But, of course, that violates the First Amendment, too. But, to point out that this guy is politically active, lobbying to continue murder, that is your free speech right, even within their system.
Exactly. And not only that, a point I like to make is that, our form of government, three branches of government, our founding fathers got that from the Bible. Isaiah 33:22, God is our judge, God is our lawgiver, God is our king. The fact that we have a separation of the branches of government comes from a specific biblical verse. The fact that ministries and churches comes from the book, that ministry and churches are tax exempt comes from the book of Ezra. So,
well, that's because that's who you paid your taxes to, was the church. So how can a government be taxing the church? Sir, I want to have you back up in the near future, and I want people to pray for your ministry. And, that guy can go on for a long time that's doing what he's doing, but he's not going to be able to run on forever. And he's got God to deal with. And, I mean, those IRS people engaged in this type of wickedness, then they probably wonder why they've got such horrible, unblessed lives, and it's because they're wicked filth. And we're going to be praying for you, Pastor, and we appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Alex, for having me.
God bless you, and you take care. And even if you're not a Christian and all the rest of it, you're so delusional, folks. Those of you that are still for abortion, it's because a lot of you have been involved in it. Listen, you were lied to. You were told it wasn't a human. You were young. It's all eugenics. Eugenics is what started the CPS. It's what started all these evil things, the testing drugs on people. The feds announced last week, no law. They just said, we're going to test on you without authorization, without compliance, without you being told. That was the cover of major newspapers nationwide. See, everything's changing. You can lie to yourself all day long. By the way, it's not called abortion if the baby is dying or dead or it's going to hurt the mother. It's called a medical procedure to save the mother's life. So those arguments, and Ron Paul would tell you that, these arguments about what if the mother's dying, what if she, that isn't how it works, okay? If the mother's dying, they have to go in and then they try to save the baby, but if it dies, that's the way it is. So see, there's a lot of also misrepresentations here. It's just unbelievable. Look, if we don't take care of these little people, we were all in that position once, if we don't take care of the most gentle and small and tender and defenseless, we were all in there once, if we don't do that, and we become the ultimate cheeseburger, instant gratification society, and use abortion as birth control, folks, if we do that to them, we're doomed. Because, let me tell you, that's how the universe works. You do great evil, You carry out great evil, and you will pay for it. So repent now. I want to tell you about a great sponsor. It's Researched Herbs. Researched Herbs is just absolutely amazing, folks, with hundreds of incredible herbal products that have been proven to have great nutritive and health effects. ResearchHerbs.com is the website, or you can go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and link through on banners to ResearchHerbs.com, or give them a call at 1-800-845-3841, 1-800-845-3841. One of their best-selling products is Liv52. It is one of the world's best-selling liver support formulas. It is a certified herbal registered drug in over 45 countries, endorsed by over 200,000 healthcare professionals, ladies and gentlemen. And it is just a great liver detox, one of the well-documented ones out there. That's why it's researchherbs.com or 1-800-845-3841. ResearchHerbs.com. I just want you to know this. You can always repent. You can always turn back from evil, folks. You can always become weak and soften your heart, and then you'll find a strength you never knew. You can always hit your knees and ask God to take the weight of evil from your soul. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139, or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions, credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
I apologize to callers that held that we just ended up having Luke for that breaking news and the pastor on and things that were really important, but I'm going to have a day this week where it's nothing but calls. We did take quite a few in the first and second hour, though. Before I hit some final news stories, Interfood is just a great product. It's the best green food I found out there, with 30-plus extracts of different vegetables and fruits. It really lowers your appetite, too, because you eat meat and eat because the regular foods you're eating have been debased. They don't have the nutrients in them. and I mix it with orange juice or apple juice. My wife uses it, and it's just fabulous stuff. I kept hearing everybody rant and rave about it, and it's owned by Patriots. I didn't know they were the owner's friends with George Humphreys and many other people here locally in Austin. The owner's from Austin, but it's a nutritionist, but they're based out in Colorado now. Innerfood.com, ladies and gentlemen. The FDA and Big Pharma are conspiring to deprive you of the nutrition, energy, and good health that you're entitled to. And they literally, folks, do want you unhealthy, so then you go into their whole medical system. So go to Innerfood.com, E-N-E-R-Food.com, and check out all the great products they've got, including their mainline food, Innerfood, their main product. They got a lot of other stuff. Well, give them a call at 866-762-9238. That's 1-866-762-9238. Innerfood.com, or check out the banners on PrisonPlanet.com. And it's almost sold out, ladies and gentlemen. We're almost out of the original first edition Terror Storm. The final cut is coming out in the middle of next month. So we're going to be out of Terror Storm for a while before we can even offer the new one, which we now have in stock but can't put out yet because the distributor hasn't, you know, it's not the release date yet, and they're putting it in stores, so I can't undercut the distributor. But we've got the final edition here right now, but thousands of copies of it. There's only a few hundred left. Only a few hundred left of the original Terror Storm. Excellent film. I'm sending a signed card with each one. Until they're gone, write to us at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704 to get them. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139 or see them all online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get America, Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change, Second Edition, 9/11 Mysteries, you name it, all available at Infowars.com. I am almost out of time here today, and I didn't mention these. I did spend a little bit of time on these, but Paul Watson and Steve Watson, I know, are doing articles on these right now that'll be up this afternoon on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, but it's so important this get out to everybody. GOP heads saying we need more attacks on American soil so people, quote, appreciate Bush. This, he gave this interview to a major newspaper in Arkansas. Also, headline, Shin Bet involved in 1976 hijackings. They teamed up with a, quote, new, out-of-the-blue Muslim extremist group to demonize Arabs and to kill a peace process. It says here that Israel didn't want to legitimize a peace process. Now, I don't know if this is true. Israel's saying it is. Israel is, not me. I'd always heard from good sources and read a few tidbits that they staged this with the Idi Amin, who they were, by the way, buddies with. You know, Idi Amin had Mossad as his advisors. Mossad ran security for Idi Amin. See, people don't know this. Frankly, I knew they ran it, okay? Everybody who knows this stuff knows it, but I wouldn't say it because I couldn't prove it. Here they are, folks. This is big. And most of those Al-Qaeda attacks in Israel are Shin Bet. And they send in Israeli commandos to be killed by them, not even knowing. A lot of times the low-level Muslims who work for Shin Bet don't even know it. And the JFK airport plot, same deal. Huge reports on that. Get them out to everybody or they're going to keep playing these tricks on us. Well, the public's starting to wake up. It's just everything's accelerating. More wall-to-wall coverage of all of it. Just watch Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They're the sites. They're just on fire. And to all of you, I really appreciate everything you've done. Just get out there and take on the New World Order.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. More